Yeah, you're going to have to show me the empirical data on how a crystal...
healing.
You take this crystal and you shove it up your ass and you're going to feel great in 2 days.
Right, because I'm going to be used to it finally. It's going to stretch.
Gross.
So nasty.
Welcome back to Just Weirdly Blended. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tom.
And we're back after Easter break.
Yeah, it's been a nice week.
I know, you had spring break. All the kids were on spring break.
I did. It was very, very nice.
I missed not being on spring break. I was in Oregon.
Yeah.
Because like Friday. So Friday when Friday happened. Was it last Friday?
Yeah, it was over a week ago.
Yeah, about a week ago. But it was... But yeah, no, I've been in Oregon since then. But yeah, Easter happened, so we didn't get a chance to shoot. I think we would have if I was in town.
Yeah, yeah, there would have been time. But
because it's Easter. Not going to lie, Easter's...
It's
Easter. Come on, it's just another day.
What's it even about?
Yeah. A bunny and Jesus.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Some might argue it's one of the most important holidays.
So, one of the kids asked, like, why is it rabbits if it's supposed to be like this or that? And like...
Jim Gaffigan has some pretty funny stuff around that.
I mentioned that. Oh, there's a bunny.
the drunk guy at the table. There's a bunny. Well, what does he do? He hides eggs. Why does he have eggs?
You know,
it is kind of true. Like, what do eggs have to do with a bunny?
Yeah, I don't know. Was that a pagan thing?
Wouldn't it have been like a duck? Probably.
Yeah, you probably. Know, egg represents life.
They did take the dates, right? They were like pagan holidays already, and then they made Christmas and Easter fall on...
Probably.
Essentially like...
These are our dates now,
yeah,
not
like
yours.
Agricultural-based dates or something.
Oh, you low, like moon cycle type?
Something I don't know. Don't quote me on it, but I think it was something to do with like pagan holidays and when they fell.
Did you major in history?
I did.
So you know.
I did. So,
so
I know.
We're going to...
Pretty much.
You have, he has a degree.
You don't have to Google it. I'm right.
I am Google.
So.
No, I was wondering that. I was just... And then I made up some lie to the kids about why the East... I go, no, there was a bunny there around the time Jesus was like getting out of the tomb, and there's a rabbit that kind of like, and when they came into the tomb, all that was there was an egg.
Yeah.
So they found the egg, which had Jesus's like body inside it, and then they cracked it open. Jesus came back. Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
And there is actually some evidence in the Bible. It's debatable, but some say that Jesus may have been a bunny. So, no, just joking.
He was a furry.
He was a furry. We're starting to tread into some dark waters.
Well, no. My kids talk about furries, right?
Uh-huh.
Elena, JJ. Okay. And it's funny when they hear fur, like we hear furries in our mindsets.
It's sexual connotation.
It's sexual,
right?
And it's like that's what they think furries, they think of cosplay, people dressing up as like.
And there's no sexual element to just basic cosplay furries?
Not theirs, but probably in some of the way the girls dress. Yeah, I'm guessing.
Sure.
Like, look, I'm a kitty cat with my tits out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like,
well,
meow.
But that's more like traditional Halloween costumes for ladies, right?
Yeah, but I think they're furries. Nurse. They'll see people just dressed. I don't know.
Yeah. No, but like it's the just, big furry costumes.
It
yeah.
Just, like, it just kind of makes you think, though, like how kids and adults, your process of thinking is like, they're like, well, that's so innocent. We're like, that's disgusting. Well,
I think there's a lot of stuff going around right now, too, where like there's not a lot of truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think adults are kind of like listening to what kids are doing and putting into it, like you're saying.
Just adding.
Just kind of, yeah, like there's a lot of scary stuff being said in media that gets everybody all worked up.
Yeah.
And so they're like, my kid's a sex freak because
of
furries. Like, they want to put on a cat costume. Like, maybe your kid's just, sorry, my phone's bleeping like crazy.
Well, no.
Let me turn this off.
It's funny, though, because it, I don't know. I think it is that sometimes our insecurities or our, we don't understand.
Well, I
like,
think
the
media
new stuff
is kind of prying on that, right? They're like preying on it, I should say, right now. Like our fears and all that.
I think they've always done
so,
that.
So maybe.
We just now, maybe, as we're older, we're realizing like, damn, come on, man.
Yeah.
I think that's why I never, like I said, I've said it before, like I've never like been a real big person to watch news.
Yeah.
Because
it's getting
just,
hard.
Like,
it's getting really
like,
hard.
Oh my God, here we go.
Yeah.
Who got bombed now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, Palestinians, apparently.
Yeah, that's what I was just, I was really going to go there.
I don't want to get too into those waters, but I will say I don't quite understand
why
we're
because it's a religious thing.
So on Israel's side. I know it's like something that a lot of people don't like, but at this point, you got to look at it and be like,
is there a treaty or something?
Well, no, we just,
I don't know.
As Americans, we have always defended Israel because they, there's a very, religious element to Israel's existence, right? Like if Jesus is going to come back, then we
it's
need
gonna happen in Jordan,
the Israelites
or
to be in Jerusalem and like in the Holy Land. That's one of the tellings of Jesus coming back.
It's going to, what is it?
So
something in Revelation, Georgia or somewhere. No, like there's a place in
maybe
there's a place. There's a place
in
over
South
that
Carolina.
There's a place there that sounds very like.
Oh,
a
there
state.
Is a there is a Georgia over there, but that's like yeah, oh yeah, around where Russia is invading. Russia invaded
I just
Georgia
know they
in
say,
like
I want to say somewhere in the Bible there like something that's where a big thing will happen is in.
Sure.
I don't know if it's Georgia or if it's like.
Maybe, I don't know.
It's some weird place, like, I think in that area, but more towards, maybe it's not Georgia like Russia, but.
Right.
I don't remember. Now I'm going to wonder.
I know what you mean, though. We can look at the details. The details, you know, whatever. The devil's in the details.
Where's
the
holy war going to start?
The reason that Americans, by and large, have always supported Israel is because of, you know, those sort of biblical foundations, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not opposed to Israel. I have, you know, like, that's great. A democracy in the Middle East is a great thing, as long as it acts like a true democracy.
Yeah.
When we start getting into issues where you're just willing to allow innocent people to die, and you're doing horrible things, which, frankly, what Benjamin Netanyahu's doing is horrible things. There's many ways to go, I get it. The group that attacked originally, I can't think of their name right now. You know it, you've heard it 1,000 times.
The Syrians,
the Palestinian group, Hamas.
Oh, right? Hamas.
They're a terrorist group. I don't defend those guys.
Yeah.
But the Palestinian people are not. They're just people.
Didn't they hire them as like bodyguards, pretty much?
Well, so like the Palestinians that live in that area. No, they're Hamas is more of a militant group that's backed by like Iran and different.
I know. I thought like one of those, and like I said, I don't know shit, but like I thought one of those, either the Palestine or the Israel, like someone hired someone to like kind of be like their muscle in a sense to help.
I mean,
to help with like keep things in line. And
I don't know.
They kind of slowly took over.
I know that Hamas has always, you know, kind of been an activist group, I guess, or whatever you want to call them. I don't know. But they will act out. And so, you know, they attacked originally. There was at a festival in October. And so they went in and killed and took hostages. And so I understand an Israeli response. I think that's completely reasonable. But where we are now, where babies are dying of starvation, and
it's kind
of
crazy.
I mean, it's just the insanity of it. There's no Benjamin Netanyahu and his people around him. They want to eliminate the people that are in Gaza
and the
people that are standing in their way of a complete Israel state. How is that rational? I don't understand how that's rational. And at some point, our government's going to have to let Israel know very clearly, in my view, as long as you act like a true democracy and you hold up democratic values, we are in a war right now of democracy around the world. We are trying to preserve democracy around the world. Act in a way in accordance with values of democracy, and we will continue to support you. But if you're going to
step out of line, we're going to
act tyrannically. I mean, come on. We have all the power. The United States has all the power. If we decide to not fund somebody, and I'm not saying that we should do that, but if we're going to be the big brother of the world, which we are, thank God, and I hope we stay that way, then our values should matter. And telling them, hey, if you want us as an ally, like, we'll play nice, but if you're going to act in a way that's not all right, we're going to stand up for the values and principles that were the foundation of our relationship to begin with.
Heck yeah.
It's my feeling.
No, I get it. You got to that's your investment.
This is very sad. It's a very sad thing. We shouldn't have an entire group of people eradicated. And that's what's happening.
They haven't always been like a democratic, like,
type of.
Well, Israel, so, you know, Israel, right? Only
it's never
started.
Been a democracy. It hasn't been a democracy for a long time.
Israel as a state has only existed since like the 50s. There was a Zionist movement after World War II and the atrocities that happened. So I completely understand, you know, a Jewish state and the desire for a Jewish state.
Yeah, yeah.
And I get, you know, for the Holocaust survivors and people that have been through horrible, tragic things to the Jewish people over centuries, I totally understand that. I'm not trying to be, insensitive to that reality. But there seems to be a difference today from people that viewed, caring for the Jewish cause as a piece of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening today, where it's like, I think the people that are in power did not necessarily live through those atrocities and are using kind of the history of this to validate anything that happens in the future. And it's like, well, if you start eradicating another group of people the way the Nazis did, you are no better than them.
You're doing the same thing.
It just makes no sense. A child in a place that is starving to death, and then people come in to try to bring aid, and you bomb them, and there's a hospital with people in it, and you bomb the hospital. I get going after terrorists. I understand that.
But you're going after innocent people.
But you can't actively go after and kill innocent people.
For nothing.
And then expect, how as America do we expect, you know, my hope would be that if, as we move forward in world politics and whatnot, that we get to a place where we want to build bridges wherever is possible, realistically, intelligently, not just like, throw caution in the wind. Yeah. But if there's a way to not be the target of Middle Eastern extremism in the future, probably not putting ourselves in a position to look like we're supporting people who want to eradicate, you know, let's face it, more of our brown skin friends in the Middle East. Yeah. There's a racist element that appears to occur. And the prejudice can be pretty clear, and that's kind of, we put ourselves in a position of being a target, and it's happened before. It's going to continue to happen. If we're going to negotiate terms with Israel and Palestine, then we have to be in a place of actually being a third party arbitrator and not a party coming in to already take the side of Israel. You know, I don't know. Whatever. I'm going to get canceled because people don't like this stuff, but it needs to be said. You can't just kill a bunch of innocent
people. No, you can't. I think it's really fucked up.
I stand with Israel as long as Israel acts like a democratic state with values that reflect.
I was just wondering,
another tirade. I don't know.
I was just wondering, I know we want people to be democratic, but sometimes do I wonder if, like, U.S. is going in and, like, trying to instill all the way we run things.
Well, we certainly did in Iraq. Yeah. I mean, that was the total goal. So, you know, Israel already has their own. They have elections. They have a democratic system of government. Where
so I wonder if sometimes us. Well, I was just wondering, us forcing our beliefs on someone essentially the same thing.
Yeah, I think the biggest issue that we had, you bring up a good point. Iraq, the biggest concern and problem that I have with it when it first happened, you know, years ago. I wasn't smart enough at that point. Yeah, I was like a high school, college kid when that all went down. But recognizing initially that the assumption was that democratic systems, like republics, are just sort of like a normal thing. Like if you get rid of a dictator and then you put in elections, like it's a very normal thing. The default setting is not democracy. It's chaos.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we came to with a system of government that was as profound as the American democratic system of government or parliamentary system of government, whatever, you have with elected leaders, it is not a default. It's not the norm. It's not the natural thing. The natural thing is a dictator and chaos. Those are the two things that are the most probably normal in any kind of a situation with when there's a lack of something, there's a power vacuum and there's something that comes out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Who's ever strong, crazy, whatever enough to take that power is going to yield that power. So the idea that we would end up in a situation, especially in an area of the world that is more tribal,
mm-hmm.
is less, we're starting to go that way in America. Like people hate each other quite a bit, but you have
civil unrest.
God, the Middle East is just fascinating because I mean, you go farther and farther back, 20s and 30s, we divvied up the Middle East just basically on power lines, so it had no it was kind of nonsense of where people's cultures were or their cultural identity was. We just divvied up by a mountain range or by a river or by whatever. And we made these states. So it's really interesting that the more you go into it and kind of, I don't know. But
I think that's why, like, sometimes things go a little awry is because we, you know, you know, you go in there and you force your beliefs on something and they're like, whoa,
right,
this is different.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But, you know, speaking of that, Dune 2.
Let's move on.
Speaking of that, I watched Dune 2.
Dune 2.
It was almost as boring as this. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm not going to lie. Dune 2, it was good, but it was like, oh my gosh, it was so hard.
But it wasn't your favorite of the movies?
Nah, I don't know. Maybe it was just too late. Do you ever watch a movie and now I got... It was 9:20, like... You were just saying how you feel like you'd fall asleep.
I know I would have fallen asleep. Yeah. We went to these guys. We all took all the kids to what's that rabbit? Peter Rabbit.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep in the first 5 minutes. This is like at noon, and I slept for the whole damn movie. I woke up for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
I fall asleep easy, especially when it's nice and cool. And dark.
But last night, like. I don't know if it was because, like, I was in Oregon all week. I don't know if it was that, like, my little jet lag.
Sure.
You know, car lag, I guess.
Well, yeah.
Oh, my God. There was points where I was just like, oh, Jesus. I felt myself doze off for a second. Then I would, like, wake up, and I'm watching the movie. But as I'm watching the movie, I'm thinking, how long was I out? You know, was I out for 20 minutes? Was I out for 4 seconds?
Right.
Because it just was another scene or something. Yeah, I'm like, what's going on? Oh, my God.
Yeah, that weird moment where you feel like you were asleep for a long time. Yeah, it's like the same thing's happening. Do you ever have that weird phenomenon and then
I
was happen?
Like, I kept moving like this, getting up, trying to scoot back in the chair. Like, like, all right, let's go. I drink some of the water that we had. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But it, like I said, it was a lot more action, though, in this one.
I'm impressed that you did make it through the whole movie.
So I think I might have to rewatch it, but, like, more awake to see, to get a better understanding if I liked it. Because those simple movies where you don't need to really pay attention.
Right, right.
And you kind of catch on. You know what? If you doze off, you can be fine. Like, for me, though, this movie is, like, kind of complex in the sense of, like, the story.
Yeah, sure.
And it felt like there was other little stories coming about.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I was like, for a minute I was lost. I was like,
it reminds me of when I was trying to watch Shogun and grade papers, and I finally had to just look because the whole damn thing was in Japanese. So,
well, that one too, and it's very like you have to pay attention.
Yeah,
there's a lot of political stuff happening, or whatever, like change of power, it looks like, and all that. It's good.
Yeah,
I have to. I have only watched 4 episodes, but it's good. It's good.
Yeah, I've watched 2. I need to get back into it.
I started watching this anime. It was called Ninja Kamui. Uh-huh. It's on HBO Max.
Oh.
That shit was pretty good.
Ninja Kamui.
Ah.
Is that a girl ninja?
No, he's a dude.
Oh, it's a dude.
He watched his, like, basically, he didn't see it happen, but his, like, his wife and kid get murdered by the sinist because he was a ninja, like he was in this ninja coalition.
It's supposed to be like a long time
it's like
ago
new day modern. It's more modern. But he was part of like a ninja like group, kind of like John Wick.
Okay,
you know, John Wick was a part of that group. Well, his wife was too. They kind of like split off, and somehow they found him, and they, you know, you can't get out of this.
His wife and kid,
and they were trying to kill him. And there's a scene where he's like kind of like laying on the side, and his wife's like pretty much dying. She's holding her kid. You know, you don't see the kid get stabbed.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun. I mean, but then all of a sudden,
it's a drawing.
She's like laying there, and then the guy grabs the sword and just watches as the sword goes through the girl's neck, and you see that.
So the bad guy stabs her through the neck
while looking at him.
I feel like I'm watching it
while he's looking. So he stabs it through her neck as he's looking at the husband, like, this is your girl and this is what I'm doing to you. Wow.
And her eyes get big, right? Yeah.
Sushimi.
We just watched a scene in Scary Movie 3 where they're speaking Japanese.
You know, I thought of a clip we should start doing. And you people out there, if you guys want to, like, actually, like, answer back, don't be afraid. Don't be scared to do that. We might take.
Don't be afraid.
We might take months before we answer. But
yeah,
we'll
it
get
might
there.
Be a while.
But no, we should watch like little clips of. It could even be just of maybe someone talking about mental health. It doesn't always have to be something funny, but our reaction to that. You know,
like
I mean?
Reaction video.
Yeah, like a reaction. You know.
Why not?
As a discussion.
People love reaction videos.
Yeah, it'd be more of a discussion.
Yeah. I think that'd be a good idea. I like that.
See, we're doing ideas on the air.
Yeah, you guys get to be part of the whole thing.
But yeah, no. But I was like, getting back to it. But I was in Oregon for a week because I had to be there for work.
Right.
So from Friday till Friday, I was pretty much in Oregon. Mm-hmm. And God, that was so boring.
Yeah.
After a while, like. I don't know.
Just being away from your own space
like
all the time, yeah.
It is nice, like we were talking earlier, it's nice to not do nothing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it feels good not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy that. One of the tech that was there, he was just like, man, if you're bored, man, just give me a call. We can go do something. And I'm like, yeah. He goes, oh, you should go out and do this or do something. I'm like, yeah, maybe. Yeah. But I'm also thinking, like, kind of like just.
Yeah.
Why do I want? I know I could do so much things, but then I kind of, I think there's a guilt there almost too, where it's like, well, I could do this with the family or with the wife or something, you know, like,
yeah,
I'm living a life out here. Like, it just does not feel, feels weird.
Sammy the Bull talks about that when he runs off because he's gonna get indicted.
Oh,
he runs away.
Indicted.
And he's hanging out with this girl. And they're dancing and stuff, and then he starts to feel sick to his stomach because he's like, my wife's at home, doesn't know where I'm at, doesn't know what's going on,
dealing with
the kids on her own. And she's like, no, sweetheart, can't do this.
Aside from that part, I can relate because it's like, I don't want to go.
Minus the trying to fuck another lady.
Yeah. But I can relate because it's just like, I don't want to. You know, I could go here, I could go there to these cool little things.
Yeah.
But it's like I want to enjoy those moments with my family, not just by myself out here.
Yeah.
I did go golfing, which was cool. Which I'll do that again. Yeah. I'll go golf by myself.
I will say
because it was cheap.
Golfing alone is not as fun as golfing with a friend, though.
You're 100% correct.
Yeah.
It was
because I did it once,
so boring,
and it was kind of awkward almost.
I'm like.
That one time. When,
just go walk, get your ball, and you're like.
Yeah. But it was really cheap, eh?
Yeah, it was like $14.
Okay.
I think I could have went more than 9 holes,
mm-hmm.
but it got dark. So I did.
Okay.
I finished at 9.
Yeah.
Because I think you can do the 9.
Yeah, because that's like Pasco Golfland.
Yeah, right,
where we've golfed. That's, you got 2 starting positions.
Yeah, that's essentially this was. And, I mean, it was cool. It was nice. It was so slow.
Yeah.
Like, it was just me by myself, and then there was these two guys in front of me, and then in front of them was a group of 4.
Mm.
Right? And it's a beautiful day, and the weather's starting to change. Mm-hmm. So it was the last good day before it started raining.
Yeah.
Like shit.
Yeah, it was crappy here the last few days, too.
Yeah. It was like Wednesday or something. And I was like, so okay, I'll go. Because the day before, I was like, okay, I'm either going to go running mm-hmm. or I'm going to go play golf. You know, that's what I'm going to do. And I ended up doing neither.
I went
to my room.
Many times.
Ate chicken strips by myself like a fat pig. Like that's another thing. Being out of town, I eat like shit.
Well,
because,
brother, I had pizza 2 nights in a row this weekend.
Dude, I gained weight.
I usually think you would not gain weight,
but I was all, oh, man.
I need to get back. I got a lot of work to do.
Same.
I've put...
Bro. I was in the 180s again.
See, yeah,
I 175 is like usually where I, if I go a little over, I'm like,
I'm back around 230. And like, I shouldn't be. My doctor's probably listening right now. I'm sure he is going, buddy. Oh,
I have an appointment with him soon. Unless they cancel it.
Hopefully
then I'm going to have to find me a new doctor because, man, this guy, it's not his fault. You said he's part time now.
I think he's part time. He's doing something else, I guess. Like he's
living his best life.
Yeah. I think he's, from what Orlando said, my brother in law, and sometimes he, you know, I don't know. I don't know how much he knows for sure, but it sounded like he's starting like a men's clinic thing or something.
I can believe that. He's very like.
Yeah. He's holistic, I suppose.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Not in a weird way, but in a.
Yeah. He's going to give you like. A prescription to like maybe like rubies or some kind of quartz crystal to heal yourself.
Hold this crystal in your left hand and this crystal in your right.
So I was, we were at, where were we? We were at the kids yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped at, God, I don't know. I can't remember where it was, but it was this water bottle, and inside the water bottle was a crystal.
Mm.
And you fill it with water, and the crystals make you feel some type of way.
I don't
where was buy that at?
Stuff. For that's me personally, me I'm like, okay, gems and whatnot. I understand vitamins.
Yeah.
Like, I get something could have vitamins in it, but I don't know. Yeah, you're going to have to show me the empirical data on how a crystal...
I don't healing.
You take this crystal and you shove it up your ass, and you're gonna feel great in 2 days. Like,
right? Because I'm gonna be used to it. Finally, it's gonna stretch.
Gross.
So nasty.
Okay.
But yeah, Oregon. So boring.
Yeah. Golf. Lots of crystals in Oregon.
There is a lot. Freaking, but like, yeah, no, I don't know. Being by yourself, it gets kind of sucky after a while. It's like, okay.
You can feel your like. Your personality change a little bit when you're alone too long.
Well, that, and I think what it does too is it fucks with, for me sometimes all of a sudden now I come back home and I'm around kids and I'm around noise and I'm around all that, and it gets like overstimulating almost where it's like,
yeah,
I feel myself, maybe the kids don't see it, but I feel internally that I'm more on edge.
Yeah,
that I'm more like,
I could definitely see
like,
that.
Not short-tempered, that's not the right word, but yeah, I'm just, it's just everything's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know?
It's irritating.
Can you understand that? Yeah. It's
yeah, like, yeah.
It's just, I feel you overstimulated. Yeah, I guess.
Shut up. You don't, but you want to.
Yeah, because everything's louder, and like, I have to deal with a lot more, because I'm going to go back to dealing with the dogs again.
Right.
So, but after a while, even that gets
You kind of ease back into it.
And yeah. Once I get it, but then even after a while, like being home for a couple of weeks or 3 weeks, it's like it gets too much. I need that change.
I want to go away for a week. Yeah,
I'm starting to realize I need that change. Maybe not go away for a week.
No, I got you.
It's a little much, but like a
couple days.
Not even that. Just tomorrow and the next day, I have to run to fucking this clinic, or I got to go help a tech over here, or I got to run to Toppenish or something. Mm-hmm. Those little even things, even though I come home back the same day, being that just that breakaway.
Yeah.
Like that feels, that's good. I get need
it.
That.
Like any, it'd be like being in a prison cell if you never left the house.
Like,
that's why.
I can't do prison, bro.
Oh my God.
I'd get raped as fuck. Like, they're going to be having this sweet booty all up on block C, bro.
You're not even pretending, huh?
No, like, it's going to happen.
You know, I'm not fighting back.
I am. I'll do what I can, but eventually, block C, here comes Jesse.
I'm not a lifer. I know.
Yeah, I'm not built for prison.
I would not like to go to prison. No. House arrest, though.
I don't know. I think I'd do all right. But I don't think I would do all right in the sense mentally. Like, it would drive me. I was in jail for a day, and it was terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. The worst, most boring. It was terrible. It was boring. Yeah. Like, I came out, like, pissed. Like, why do people fucking decide to go back here? I can understand when you have, like, situations where maybe you're doing it because you don't have a place to live. Right. And,
necessity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you got a home and you got
kids,
why are you going to F up and keep going back to jail? Jail sucks, bro. Right. It's so boring.
Right.
Go sit in a cell and read a book.
It's only boring if you're not.
That's what I did.
Guys.
Yeah. Or get fucked.
I'm getting bored.
I'm going down to cell block.
God. No, I don't want to go to jail.
No. Who does?
No.
My job, that's my dream.
Yeah. No, my week's...
How was yours? Because you had
a whole... good. I've had the week off, so it's been a nice little, like, reprieve. It was weird. Winter went really fast this year. So, I have winter break, and that's, like, 2 weeks, and so that was nice. And then it's like, okay, we're back. And I felt like... I said to Blanca this year, I was like, winter always goes so fast. Like, I'm always, like... feeling like I'm going to be all down and depressed. Didn't happen this year. I felt pretty good this winter. And yeah, it just flew by. Like the week before spring break, I was like, I can't believe. I mean, I was ready for it. You get pretty stressed and stuff. And it's like, okay, I'm ready for a week to like just get stuff around the house done and whatever. But yeah, this is very nice to have like kind of like you were saying, like it's not that I don't do anything because I have a hard time spending too much time not doing something.
Yeah, same here. I have to do something.
Yeah, but it's like it's very nice to not have a set thing you have to do.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, just like flexibility in your day because, you know, when you're working, everybody gets it. Like,
well, you get in this routine.
Yeah, you get up, you get ready, you get out the door, you go to work, you stay at work, and then you come home, and then there's certain things that you do.
Oh, my God.
You get home. I am much better at exercising and being in a good routine that way when I'm working, I've realized. I was going to, like, work out every day this week and go for walks. That lasted a day. But I did other things. I hacked the top part of a tree off. And
but see, that stuff, you're still being active,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I was active. It's kind not of like, threw my back out again. That's great.
Like, I freaking didn't do anything. I just would go back to the room. I'd work late purposely.
Uh-huh.
If I could, you know, I'd work about 6-ish.
To keep yourself busy.
And then I'd find some maybe somewhere to eat, or I'd go back to the hotel and then...
Yeah.
Be like...
I was intimidated by... those cabinets I built...
Yeah,
putting on the cabinet doors, I was really intimidated. Just one of those things where you know it's not going to be that hard, but you're like, I there's that thing inside you doesn't want to start it because you don't want to fuck it up. So I did get two of those cabinet doors on. They're too tight, so I'm going to have to take them off and like shave them down a little bit. But I at least started that.
Did you put the hardware on them?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't put the door handles on yet because I need to make sure I get them, you know, in perfectly before I do that. But like two of them are on. So I was like, okay, I got a little bit of that done. Didn't do as much as I thought I would, but like pretty much everything else that I wanted to do, like I did a lot of everything.
See, but you had your goals and you committed and you did.
I wanted to read Crime and Punishment. You know that book, Crime and Punishment?
I know the book. I've never read it.
Yeah, but. So it's a long book. It's kind of a dry book. So I've read quite a bit of it, but I also found it on Book on Tape.
Much better.
So as I'm cutting the tree down and stuff, I'm listening to it.
I could listen to a book more than I could read one.
Especially when there's like some of the, it's a Russian book, right?
Was it, so did they have a Russian accent?
No, the guy had a British accent.
That's a nice one though.
Yes. And Dostoevsky's came in and says.
it would be hard because I had to listen to a book on tape.
Uh-huh.
Because our like, I don't know if it was this job that I'm currently in when I first started or if it was my previous job. But no, I think it was this job. We had to read a book and it was like a manager, like to become a better manager.
Yeah.
It was a stupid, like those kind of boring fucking books. Mm-hmm. Like they'll give you tips on how to put stuff into like, you know, your routines of being a manager. Kind of like a parenting book, pretty much.
Right.
I started reading the first page and I was like, nope. Fuck no. There is no way I'm going to get through this.
Yeah.
So I threw that. I somehow found an audio version of it. And so I just listened to it.
Yeah.
We did
Vanpool. You can do other things while you're listening.
Yeah, I was in the Vanpool listening to it. I fall asleep. Fucking. Yeah. You know, because when you fall asleep and listen, it sticks.
Yeah, apparently. It's osmosis. Yeah.
Right? Isn't that what they say? Yeah. Something like that?
It's in your subconscious.
Oh, I know it. But no, I would rather. But the voice sucked. Oh. Wasn't the greatest.
Oh, this guy's amazing.
I love a good voice.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
He's British and he's
nice.
He really does the voices.
Oh, like yeah. At least he was listening to a book on tape and it was a girl. But then she would do the guys. And then Victor was like, come here with y'all stinky little puss. And I'm like, what are you listening to, girl?
I don't think you can do a girl book with it. Yeah. Those
no,
gals...
the girl. So the girl would do the voice of the guy, too. No, and it was
girl
so
books
funny.
Are always so much nastier.
She's like, come here, daddy, with y'all. You know, your schlong looking like mustard or I don't know.
Looking like mustard. Come here with that mustard schlong.
I don't know.
Maybe don't Smut. Ask him to.
It's called, like, I guess the type of reading that. They it's called smut.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like very like you
sexual.
Know. Yeah, like 50 Shades.
Girls are
which
way
I don't,
more,
Alicia will like, babe, yeah. She'll be like, she'll be reading it on her phone or something, one of the books, and she's like, we'll be just laying in bed, or I'll be on my game, and she'd be like, she'll read me a sentence from it, and I'm like, I'll turn around, I'm like, good Lord, what's going on?
I know.
Then him brought over his cock to Jonathan. And I'm like, whoa, what is going? She goes, there's a lot going on in this book.
Damn it, Jonathan.
Where yeah,
Jonathan
no, I guess there's from? Like a fucking, yeah, I don't know, names made up. But like, no, there's a lot of that going on in the books. Names are to protect the innocent.
And he, I'm like, and he still learns real life.
Art. Wait a minute, I know.
Coincidental.
Actually know both of those names. I know some of both those names. Oh,
no. Try giving that image out of your head.
No, that's gross.
Yeah, no. Block has read some books. I'm just like, God, you guys. We get the people think that guys are the ones that are the grossest. We're not.
Nah, girls
by far. We're not.
Oh man, Alicia will tell me stuff that is said at work with like some of the girls there or some of the stuff they do, and it's amazing. Like,
yeah, I'll bet.
Guys won't do that.
No.
Like, we'll slap each other in the ass. But I never did that to guys. No, I never was like, oh, hey, buddy. Slap him in his
nuts. Grab each other's dicks and stuff, but no.
Because I'll listen to this one podcast, and they talk about how they would do, like hip, you know, nut shots.
Oh, no, no. That's like, not. No. I'm not that kind of a friend.
I'm not either.
Don't fuck with my nuts, please.
No, yeah, don't, like, I'm cool. You know, we'll play around, but I'm not like a... Don't hit me. We'll give each other JOs and all that. But I'm not the friend that's going to like get slapped in them, though.
No.
But no.
I'm not super touchy. Like, just let's keep our hands to ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
I was hearing some feedback.
Something's got to tighten. It's not mine, is it?
There we go.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I don't hear it. But yeah. So, I mean, what you got going on though? So, are you ready for school to come back?
Yeah. You know, I am. I am. It's been a nice week. I mean, I could always use more time. There's always more to do. But we're doing some yard stuff. So we're gonna do some yard stuff today. I'm gonna run into work today. Make sure I got everything ready to go. But yeah, I'm ready to get back with the kids. It was nice. Working with first graders, they can be very sweet. Yeah. So before the break, I had a kid, and she's like, I don't want to go to break. I'm like, oh, no, it'll be good. She's like, yeah, but I don't want to leave you for a week. It's like, aww, well, you so get to sweet. Go with your family, and we, you know, we all going to be with our families for a week, and then we're going to come back together, and we're going to spend some more weeks together. But, yeah, it was like the first time I think I had a group, like several kids were like, oh, you know, they love their families. They're ready to go be with their families. Like, but there's like, you know,
you're spending more time with these kids than their parents.
It's a lot of time.
Essentially.
It's a lot of time. Yeah. And so it was a very, very nice.
I think people forget that. I don't think people sometimes realize how much time kids actually spend with the teacher. So having like a teacher that cares.
And right. Is like, well, and like direct communication.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like
teachers, we're not typically just like get on your iPad. Sometimes there's time where they do independent things, but there's a lot of,
especially like, when you're younger, there's a lot of direct
talking time. Yeah. And yeah, so it's pretty,
it's wild. Cause I never even thought about that growing up until obviously I had kids and I'm like,
yeah, most people Jesus. Don't. Most kids, yeah, have, I never, they have no clue.
I hated my teachers most of the time. Not all of them.
And then you found out that they really cared.
There was a few teachers that are like, I'll forever like have this, like I love them, you know, like there's a love there that
I gotcha.
You know, they helped me in a time I needed it or, you know, or whatever.
Right.
So I don't know.
Yeah, and there are some that need to leave. I mean, there are some teachers that have, you know, gotten to that point where it's not healthy anymore. But most teachers are in it because they care and they
want,
you know, good things. So yeah, but no, I'm ready to go back. I said, I could use some more time to get more stuff done around here, but that's always the case.
See, I need to start doing some shit around my house. I'm starting to get antsy.
Yeah,
now that it's like nice out,
right?
Working from home is going to be so
hard. Trying to get the yard.
That's the hardest.
You know, like every year I'm cutting out more of the old dead stuff. We have quite a few plants around that just needed.
Are you ripping them out?
Yeah, some of the dead brush and stuff. Oh. Like we've got some old shrubs and whatnot. Yeah, what do you call them? You know, the big old
trees, man.
Yeah, I'm just going to call them trees. That are dead. I'm cutting those out and like just trying to clean up those flower beds. We have a lot of Bermuda grass. If you don't know what that is, it's very pain in the ass grass.
Oh, yeah.
So trying to get that stuff under control, trying to kind of pretty some of the areas up a little bit.
That's what I need to do in my front yard.
That kind of stuff, yeah. It's nice, though. This is like the time of year I feel like all motivated for it. You want your yard to look good. You want things to look nice.
I got, yeah. Yeah. I always want my yard to look good.
And then summer rolls around, it's fucking hot, and you're like, ah, all right.
Well, then, or you got dogs digging in your yard, yeah, and you can't figure out how to stop. I've put cayenne pepper on the dirt.
Didn't work.
No. They probably just look. They're Mexican dogs. They're snorting it and
they
shit.
Don't care.
Like, hey, I want some more.
What do Mexican people tend to not like? Is there some a taste that's not?
Probably no salt. I don't know.
That'd be dirt.
That'd be dirt, but they love dirt. That. Then I can't stop the one dogs from wanting to. If they could, they would put their mouths on Rex's ass and just let him shit in their mouth because they eat his doo doo. He'll be in the middle of taking a dump, and these dogs are right there.
That was quite the image. It's like human centipede
with dogs.
With dogs. Oh my
god! But no, it's so annoying. So when I go out there and they're going to the restroom, I'm like, hey, let him fucking take a dump. What
they're
are you guys
just under
doing?
There trying to eat it right away?
Oh yeah, it's coming out, and they're like. They've gotten pooped on twice. Like, Rex is trying to poop, and these dogs are so close that one of them keeps getting pooped on.
So gross.
I'm like, get the fuck
and same one, huh? They just don't get it.
She's the same way.
Don't get it.
She's like,
One thing I thought poo. Would be like... on me poop, you do.
We can switch gears.
I was going to say the whole Diddy thing.
No Diddy, man. Yeah.
Boy... That's, I guess, something that has been known a long time because
someone told me they found bodies in his yard. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't feel like I've heard any valid information. It's all like,
but they
have they released any real information? I know that he and his son are both now, I don't know, indicted, but they're both.
Well, they fled the country for a minute there. He went to the Caribbean.
Is he back?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. But like, Like, I don't know, 50 Cent, he said something, he goes, the FBI just don't come to your house and do that.
No,
if they
don't
have something.
If FBI is coming to your house,
they have something.
It's kind of over anyway. So.
Yeah.
Especially if you're really rich.
Yeah. I think whatever's going on, like, that's the whole, that's another Epstein Island style.
Right.
Like,
because the whole idea is some kind of human trafficking. Right?
Yep. Yeah. That and just. I don't know. I don't know what's valid or not because I see
know,
so many different weird stories. I'm like, this
official.
Is not true,
there's
right?
There's nothing official. That's the thing that's driving me nuts. It's like, I'm so curious. And then they're talking about other famous people that are involved. Like, who are these famous people? I want to know.
Well, then I'm already seeing stuff. Like, there was an old clip of Diddy with Mike Tyson. They were on like an Arsenio Hall show. They were on some show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Diddy's hand was really close to Mike's leg. And Mike Tyson grabs his arm, picks it up, and puts it back on his leg. Like
don't.
And then
me.
He turns kind of towards him, like, yeah, like, motherfucker, like, don't touch me. Like, what are you doing? Like, he says something to him, but he doesn't say, like, don't touch me. But he's like, yeah, but that whole motion, and you see him turn. Did he, like, his face look like, he was scared.
Well, Mike Tyson's not the guy to screw around with, I mean.
Because he will do it.
He will, a little nuts when he gets in that zone.
Well, nowadays he's a lot more like.
Right,
he's
back then.
Oh, dude, I love Mike Tyson.
Yeah, no, he's cool.
Just the stuff he says sometimes, very, like,
I mean, deep. From what I know, you just never know.
Just the clips I see, anyway. He seems like a very, like. Genuine,
like he's kind of turned a corner.
He was talking about how Joe, like him being in jail and him going broke was like one of the best things. He was so at peace. Because you know money.
Yeah,
you money. Can have all the money, but if you don't have
harder.
An inner peace, like you don't. He was basically
matter.
Saying it doesn't matter what you got if you don't. If you're not in within yourself, like at
Very
peace
true.
In this. Like, all that shit don't matter because it's just chaotic inside you.
Right.
He said something similar. Nothing way better than that, but it was cool.
Nice.
But, yeah. Anyway.
I'm just looking for some real news out of that one. And, like, I'm so curious.
I do want to know what's going on.
Yeah, and, like, who else? I know that they've named... There's information, I guess, that there's other people involved in this.
Dude,
there has
like
to
Meek
be.
Like, Meek Mill, I think, was one of them. Other rappers. Him even just... doing other dudes, you know, like all like a lot of stuff's coming out.
Yeah.
And so
someone just being gay, I mean whatever. Like do your thing, but
Then they try to hide it. That's what's the crazy.
But if
part.
If you're criminally doing it, it's a little different.
Like, yeah. I've already seen this is his video, this guy's he's like at a Diddy party and then he goes into one room
And it's like, come on, man, just get it and do this and that. And he's like, oh, yeah. No, I'm just looking for the bathroom. He opens the bathroom, and then there's, it was like Meek Mill or someone was taped up and like bound up, getting ready to get like whatever was going to happen. He's like, oh, shit. Meek Mill, is that you? Like, damn, that's fucked up.
Man, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, we watched, I watched quite a few movies this week too, like evening times, you know, just relaxing with Blanca, and we've watched some movies. Yeah. I watched The Burbs again. You ever watch The Burbs?
Oh, yeah, with Tom Hanks.
Yeah, that was fun. I watched that.
Who's that little dude that's in it? He has it like in the basement. He's like the creepy like neighbor in The Burbs.
The little dude?
He's like small.
Hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
He's like right in that The Burbs where.
So there, the house does have a basement.
He has like a little voice the way he talks. He's bald.
There's a doctor that lives there.
Maybe that's who I'm talking about, but he's little and, to me. He's always been little.
I wonder if maybe you're mixing two movies up.
I'm going to look up The Burbs.
Because there's a redheaded guy who looks kind of like...
I'm going to see. I'm looking right now.
Okay.
I'm going to see if I could... Yeah, this guy, Dr...
Okay.
He's little. He's a little guy to me.
I guess so. I didn't notice him being little, but yeah, he's always seems small. Yes, like, you're right. He's the doctor in the movie.
Yeah, he's the main guy.
Yeah, the main bad guy.
The main bad guy. Yeah, he always creeped me out.
Yeah, he's got the creepy eyes for sure.
He creeped me out.
It's a good movie. If you guys haven't watched it, it's a fun one to watch. Because Tom Hanks, I decided to watch it. I think it was like Monday. It was early.
It's a really good movie.
Because it was like, you know, he's going to be off work for a week. And he's like, he goes, I just want to drink some beers and drink a couple hundred beers and smoke some cigars. And like, yeah. So it's like a good spring break.
I can relate.
So he ends up, he and his neighbors are very curious about the neighbor next door. And craziness ensues. Their entire break is spent.
I got to rewatch the movie.
It's good. It's a good 80s movie. It's a good 80s movie.
That was one of my favorite movies to watch. And I don't remember why I liked it so much because I was younger when that came out.
It was fun. I think it was like just, you know.
I want to know if it was okay for a 10-year-old to watch.
Yeah, there really wasn't anything that bad in it. And it was just funny. I don't know.
The Burbs. That is a good movie.
It was a very timepiece kind of movie. It was like, you know, like the 80s movies just make you feel good.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, like I miss the simple times of like.
See, I need a movie like
the old Cold War.
Dune 2 did not make me feel that way.
Yeah,
like, I feel a little.
We went to the theaters and watched Immaculate, which if you're, I don't know if you like religiously creepy movies where there's like Antichrist.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was pretty good. It definitely wasn't bad. I mean, it's like a nun convent thing and. You know, just stuff happens and you're like, man.
It's like, always creepy when it was religion. Satan comes and rapes everyone. Yeah, you know, like
the religious element can always make things a little creepier.
You know, to me, I feel like that's more creepy than like ghosts.
Yeah.
Like demons, demonic, that kind of stuff to me is, I don't know. Maybe it's always just been the stuff like I heard growing up from church.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's because like if you've been raised in the Christian tradition, whether you're super, super, like I don't know that I don't know that I believe in possessions and stuff, really. But, you know, if you grew up all religious, like, well, if I accept Jesus Christ,
well, even I if also you do, accept
that there's some mystical things in the world, right?
That's true.
So I don't know. I'm not.
I'm the same way.
I'm, like, pretty realistic person.
But was it scary? Was there a good jump?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I'm not... It was more, like, suspenseful, I guess I'd say.
Did Blanca jump on you at all?
No. Because it wasn't like a... Yeah. Like, I'm really in the mood for, like, a really good, like, creepy in your tummy kind of horror
movie. I feel like stuff like that doesn't exist.
Kind of doesn't anymore.
Is it because we're old?
I think they're going way more into using computers.
I don't know.
The wrong way, I think.
For me, I think what it is I'm older and...
Things just don't scare me
it's
anymore.
Just, I know it's not real.
Just kill me already. Get it over
like,
with.
So it doesn't give me that creepiness. Yeah, unless it's like a realistic like...
Yeah. Like the Pooh movie. Wasn't that scary? It was pretty funny, though. It was pretty good.
Well, right.
Though.
A lot of times, yeah, like horror movies will have kind of that comedic element to it.
Which
like
I
a
like
real
that.
Creepy movie with suspense. I think there's got to be the right amount of suspense. That feeling of like, don't show me, you know, like yeah, yeah, when they're just slowly panning into like a dark doorway or something.
But like you've always said, when they reveal it and it's like,
it's too much.
It could ruin everything.
You've got to be really careful with it. And I do think that there's something to using like old techniques instead of just digitizing everything.
Yeah. I want to see them actually try to summon a real demon and then catch that on.
Yeah. No, there's so many things. Like I was watching like, God, sometimes you start watching like YouTube, you know, and you go down those rabbit holes of things. Oh. It was like the scariest things caught on tape. And some of them were so stupid. I'm like, this is either very easy for some of the stuff.
If you like some of those, watch Nuke's Top 5.
Yeah. I think maybe I've seen some
his, of his he videos. Has a really good voice.
Yeah.
But then he'll always like, I'll leave it up to you to decide.
Yeah. Because I've seen some where I'm like, nothing. Like, they'll point an arrow at something and be like, did you see it? No, I didn't see anything.
Yeah. I've seen one where it's like they show this black figure.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it like goes yeah. away. The way it's done, but you can tell it wasn't like
right.
edited.
Right.
And some of that, you're like, I wonder what that was.
Yeah, right.
Wonder what that is. Just Big Bird.
Yeah, Big Bird. Hi, guys. I don't know what Big Bird's voice is like anymore, but that would be very funny.
Hey,
just me.
Sounds like a clown.
Yeah, clowns are fucking creepy. Man, there was one I wanted to see. They show like I was so pissed because they show this picture of this like mangled looking clown from like the 1800s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Born like just meant to be creepy.
Yeah,
and they're going down this list,
which I feel like would be the creepiest, the
scariest
clown.
Things. I mean, they used it, and so they're going through these like stupid clips. It's like not scary, not creepy, not interesting. Then they go, the thumbnail that we used shows this man who's like something or other, and then this other picture we used is something, and then they cut to the next one. I'm like, that's not even one of the things. That's not even like it. You just used the picture.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I felt very gotcha'd. I was upset.
Maybe like, we need to do some thumbnails.
Yeah, let's piss
be like
people
you,
off.
Your mouth's gonna bite open my head or something.
I'm like, do you get almost kind of annoyed with the thumbnails or like a guy obviously photoshopped in with like a giant whatever they're talking
like a whale.
About
yeah.
in with them, and then like some really colorful background that obviously they're not really standing in front of.
Yeah,
every YouTube video now is the same way. We need to start doing that,
bro. It is really.
We need to get.
I remember I was
some famous actress in there with us, and we're like, oh,
I just reposted this clip. It was from one of our first podcasts.
Yeah,
we were in the old office in your house.
Yeah.
And the video quality was terrible, right? It sucked. And it just made me realize, like, damn, we've come quite a bit.
We've come a long way.
But, like, I remember those days, I used to try to, like, when I would do the videos,
yeah.
I would try to, like, cut us out of a picture and then put us together and, like,
yeah,
make it look
yeah,
different.
Yeah.
And I just, it was just so much work. I was like, nah, let me find something else.
It's hard. A lot of work. Yeah.
trying to cut out.
No, real.
But trying
like,
to make it like the way they do it.
Successful YouTubers, man. Like, it's a full-time job.
It really is.
If you're like making money out of it, you're working. It's not.
You know, I know.
Like the work.
I'm so lazy.
Yeah. I like doing this for fun.
Like, yeah. Yeah, I have clips I'm like, okay, I'm going to get those out, which I'll do here and there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But trying to consistency?
Yeah.
That's the hardest thing in the world.
Like, you
swear.
Know, we got lives, man. We're working. The other thing I was going to say, we watched the movie last night, Poor Things, which is a very strange movie. It's funny.
Was it good?
Yeah, I mean, it was. It's like one of those I wouldn't watch more than once, probably, but it was very, like, artistic. And just like humorous, there's because it was like olden times, right? It was like 1800s kind of feel, but very like whimsical in ways. Mm-hmm. Like it was almost like steampunky.
Okay,
kind of.
I feel like Tim Burton.
Kind of
like whimsical. Like how he does like a creepy whimsical.
There's
kind of
like fakey elements to it, and like there's humor. There's just like funny things that come out. That like juxtapositions, I guess, where like, yeah. So the who's the actor? I said Mark Ruffalo's like a love interest, you could say, in the movie.
Emma Stone.
And yeah, Emma Stone's basically like, think Frankenstein, right? So she's like a Frankenstein's monster, and she's like does not have she's like she's aging into her body.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not going to say what the comment was, because if you're going to watch it, I don't want to ruin it. But it was like hysterical because he says something old timey, but then throws in a modern word like that's very crude. It's just the humor of the two things together, like both Blanc and I like busted out laughing. It was very funny. It's an odd, odd movie. It's definitely
worth a watch, though.
It's definitely it's very sexual, which.
Okay.
I think that was kind of the point.
Definitely watching that.
Kind of felt
that.
Like it was like a women's libby in the sense of like, you know, she's kind of like doing the male role of like, why can't she be?
Yeah, why can't I have my titties out?
You know, and which, fine, whatever. You know, but that was a little awkward sometimes. But
yeah, yeah, I get like, it. Especially when it's like done the way some movies do.
Yeah, I mean, it was, but it was like, it was a good movie.
Because you can, I feel like you can naturally do that without making it obvious.
Well, it was,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it was funny. Like the point that was being made, I think there was a point being made. I'd like to read what people.
What was it on?
What was it on?
I'll have to look it up.
It's easy to find.
Yeah.
Poor Things is the name of it. I can't remember if it was Amazon, Hulu, what it was. But it was
one of them.
One of those guys. You know, they're easy to find. But yeah, that was a fascinating movie. It was worth a watch. It felt long. It did feel like it was like like a long movie, and there's just some things that happen in it. You're like, oh my god! All right,
yeah, that's.
But it's interesting.
I have to check it out. It sounds fun.
Yeah,
it can't be any worse than, like I said, Dune 2 was long, 3 hours. So.
Yeah, but man, nine to see. I haven't watched Oppenheimer yet. I really want to watch Oppenheimer, but like, I'm almost scared to watch it.
It's
because I don't want to like fall asleep in it.
You're gonna.
Yeah,
there's parts that I started watching. I have to rewatch it.
Yeah,
because I started to, but then like I was in bed and it was a bad
idea.
That's
the thing.
And it was slow.
I'm gonna have to go morning.
It's very visual.
Yeah,
there's like certain just. I love Christopher Nolan, but sometimes I think he kind of goes a little visual extra.
Sure,
just out of nowhere, but it's pretty cool.
Interesting.
At least how it started is all, you know. All of a sudden, it's just,
yeah,
you know, it'll just all of a sudden. Stars, you know, or something colliding or something, you know, some random, you know, just out of nowhere, you're like, what the hell?
Huh, interesting.
But it's, yeah, it started slow to me.
Right.
But I know it's going to be good because his movies are always for our area.
Like, we live in the Tri-Cities, Washington, so we live right outside of Hanford, which is a nuclear site for that.
Is Hanford brought up in that movie?
I doubt that it is, because it's all about Los Alamos laboratory, where they actually detonated the bomb, the first nuclear test. But up here, they made the plutonium that went into the bomb that hit Nagasaki. So, yeah, like we were actually that park that's up there on the river.
Leslie Groves?
Leslie Groves. He was the general in charge of that program.
Oh.
That's why we have Leslie Groves Park. There's a lot of interesting stuff.
I always thought Leslie Groves was probably like a neighbor.
Just a lady.
Our neighbor. A mayor or something.
Leslie Groves.
I thought it was a chick, too.
You'd think, but no, he was a general. He was a very tough guy.
He bombed some people.
So he can't
get any tougher than that.
So it's just interesting for like growing up, always feeling like our area, you know, like I grew up here my whole life. So it was like, you know, our area is nothing. It's stupid. Like, you know,
there's a lot of history.
Like a small town, but it's like, really? It was a part of like one of the, good or bad, whatever. It was a part of a major piece of American history.
It'd be cool to see a movie about what happened during the making of the plutonium or something.
It's so nuts.
Sounds boring,
I've
right?
I've read books about it. No, it wasn't.
Well, just like
at all.
Something like in the background.
It was so top secret. Like, people were not allowed to know what anybody else working on the project was doing. Like, you knew what your group was doing, and that was it. And you couldn't talk about it. And it's
like Fight Club.
Yeah. First rule of Fight Club. There is no Fight Club.
Yeah.
The first rule about nuclear bombs.
There is no nukes.
What is a nuclear bomb? Huh?
That's a weird word.
No, it's like, it's funny. I read a book about people when they first moved out here. There was, you know, really nothing. So like all these ladies would come out and they like the wind was bad and there were no trees really anywhere. Because you had like these tiny cities like Kennewick, Richland, Pasco, they existed.
Yeah, we're like desert.
But they were like really tiny farm communities, you know. And so when they built the bomb, they like brought out like trailer communities at first. And then they had to like start planting trees and stuff just to make it like habitable.
Yeah.
Because the wind was so bad.
Oh, the wind's crazy here.
My grandma, she first moved here from like the Seattle area. And it was back when ladies wore hats.
Okay.
So her first day here, she had like a big old hat on and it blew off her head and she had to chase it down the road. And I guess she stopped wearing
blew her hat.
Blew her head off.
Clean off.
Bad wind here. Talk about dune.
It's like being in a sand blaster.
There are days. It can get really gross here.
It can.
But it's wild, man. Like, yeah, that's kind of cool. My brother and I were delivery guys for a while, one summer for a party rental company.
Oh, okay.
We had to go out to the Hanford site. To deliver something. And yeah, there was some building we went to and you know, we're in a big like rental van, like a box van, box truck.
Yeah.
And we start going down this road and they're like, don't enter. I'm like, I don't have a choice. Like I'm already stuck here. So we kind of like go around the building to back up and go back out. And I'm like thinking, like, we're going to get shot or something. Like, I don't know.
They're ready. They train all day.
They didn't do anything. Like, finally, they kind of like, hey, over here, guys. And we unloaded a bunch of stuff. I don't know what the building was.
I've been out there.
It's wild.
They had to, like, search our truck.
Yeah.
Our work truck. They did the whole, like,
mirror we went through underneath. The gate. Yeah, they did that to us.
And then we had to go through an hour-long, like, training.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, because you were doing the fencing?
Yeah. So we had to go outside. So we had to go inside.
Did they train you on how not to get shot?
No, we just had like a watch an eight. We had to watch an hour-long video. That's pretty much
about
it.
About nuclear
just,
shit?
Just not training. I didn't mean training. It was like a safety course or something. About nuclear crap. Yeah. And then you have to go through this. You go outside, and then when you come back in, there's a scanner you walk through.
Mm-hmm.
And if it detects anything, then it's like...
For radiation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I said this on the podcast. One of the guys, he comes through and... It goes off.
The little clicky noise.
Yeah.
That's and Geiger counter.
His eyes wide.
He pooped himself.
Bro, he was scared. Like, they're like, no, this happens. It's, you know, just go back and come back in and we'll see. And then, so he was good. Right. But you never know.
No, it's scary, man.
My friend Efren, he works out that way. And he says he can't wear, there's certain clothes that they won't let you, they say don't recommend wearing because... Uh-huh. The particles stick to them more than others. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, you if you're interested in that kind of thing, there's an HBO Max show about
and
Chernobyl.
Hanford Honeys. This is going to be a podcast coming up.
Hanford Honeys. The women of Hanford.
I spit on him.
Yeah, it's Chernobyl. Watch Chernobyl. It's fascinating.
Oh, I want to watch that show.
Oh, it's I've watched it twice. It was good.
It's a show, right?
Yeah. It's like a miniseries.
Yeah.
But my grandpa was a nuclear reactor operator out there at Hanford. He worked at N Reactor, I think. So it was they're making bombs, like, you know, weaponized.
Weapons. I mean, what else are you going to do with that stuff?
So, energy. Now it's just energy. That's all that we have out there at Hanford. But Energy Northwest. But it was it's pretty neat.
Bombs.
Like, I took for granted what he did when he was alive. I didn't really, you know, it wasn't anything to me. Now I'm, like, so fascinated by the whole thing.
Like, you would have been asking him hella questions.
Yeah, just like, I mean, what was it like to be in a reactor?
Like, you'd be like... Can't talk about it.
Yeah. I would tell you, but I'd have to kill you.
Sorry. First rule of nuclear reactor, we don't talk about it.
I didn't realize this. He had a friend named Ray that is like, you know, a good family friend, I guess.
What a name.
I haven't seen him in a long time, but he apparently is one of the guys that went from America to Chernobyl.
Oh, shit.
When the incident happened to be on the ground and like help try to figure out how to contain it
and all that.
So I'm like, man, I saw him at my wedding and things were so busy. I felt like I didn't even have time
to
him.
Can you imagine having to do that?
I'm so curious.
To have to go there.
I should try to find a way to get in touch.
Well, I mean, just to have to go there, like how scary.
He should come talk about that.
You know, like that kind of stuff seems, because that,
I don't know, man. That's how the Hulk was made and shit. Gamma rays and stuff.
I should ask him, are you the Hulk?
Like, are you stronger than
No, it's nuts, man.
He's like, no, but I got this eye going on my neck.
Did you ever see, like, the elephant's foot in Chernobyl? It's, like, glass. So it was so hot that, like, the core melted.
Uh-huh.
And it was, like, this big radioactive blob. And it was so radioactive. It was either there or Fukushima. I can't remember which one, but they sent in a robot to just get readings and to look. It was so radioactive that the feed cut and they lost it. It was that bad.
Like a robot can't even go in there.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The craziest video I've seen online, there was this guy that had this little like metal capsule, like a little, it was like a cylinder with a lid on top.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes the lid off and the screen goes fuzzy and he puts it back on and he takes it off and the screen goes fuzzy and he puts it back on and he takes it off and he puts his hand over it and the fuzzy stops and he does this and it's fuzzy again. And he's like, I don't know, man. And then there's this guy that's like a nuclear guy or whatever is commenting. He goes, okay, so if this is real, what he bought was a container that they make specifically for little like radioactive isotopes or whatever. So it's like some sort of containment.
Them?
The purpose being to keep it safe.
Yeah.
This guy claimed that he bought it on
eBay or something. Yeah,
whatever. And so he goes, if that's true, if this isn't a doctored video, he already has exposed himself to enough radioactivity that he's guaranteed to die. And I don't know whatever happened with it. I don't know if it was real or not, but he's dead. It's over.
Why would you even
like? I mean,
you would buy that knowing what it was, though.
Sometimes around here, like I'm really suspicious of like really old stuff. Like if you're yard selling or something, and you see like really old things that might have come from Hanford, it's like you just don't know, man. Like
you don't even know if it's like. Around here, I think we're more immune to that than others. Yeah. It's like blowing around the fucking whole
city. We're just full of radioactivity.
We probably are.
But it's scary, man. Like, if there was an issue, I guess, like, the amount of area around a nuclear... Like, we have a nuclear reactor here for energy, energy production. Like, we would have to leave. If something bad happened there, we'd have to move. We're too close to it to be able to stay here. It's wild.
I'm moving. Fuck that. See ya.
It's very safe. I mean, they know what they're doing. But, and I'm not anti nuclear energy. It's one of the cleanest forms of energy.
For the most part, too. I mean, if you do it right, it's pretty safe.
Yeah, it's like the newer technology, too. I suppose from what I've heard, and I'm not a scientist, so I don't get that. I don't know the details, but I've heard that the newer technologies make it way safer. So I'm gonna say that that's true.
My friend did like he does like some kind of work out there where he if there's like a not a spill. Mm-hmm. But they kind of like what that guy did, contain it. He's a rad tech.
I was going to do that. I got into the program at wherever, school.
Now you can just like apply.
I think you have to get training for it.
Yeah, because he was a salesman. He's the one that was a salesman, and that now he does that.
He didn't have to go to a program for it?
I don't think so. I'm going to ask him if he's considered a rad tech or what he is, but he just had to like... Do like there's training within the company or something, but
interesting.
But, yeah.
Yeah. My, I have a relative that for years did rad tech work. That's why I was going to do it.
But he says it's
boring. Yeah. No,
you get
called. They're like, hey, we were, cause everywhere on the Hanford site, when they're going to go dig a hole or do any kind of work, they have to take the Geiger counters and get readings. So anytime they get a hot flash, they have to call the rad techs out, and the rad techs have to investigate it and then declare officially, oh no, this is too hot, or nope, it's fine, because it's all about the amount of radiation. You can only take so much. My dad, he worked out there as a truck driver, and he had a badge, and on the badge was a it was something that would monitor the amount of radiation that you had taken in. And if you ever got above what was considered healthy within that year or whatever that time frame was, like, they couldn't have you out there anymore. You never had that happen, but
scary.
It's scary stuff, man. Like, it's no joke. Yeah. They found trains just buried out there. Because back in the old days, like, things would just get crapped up and they'd be like, eh, bury it. You know, I mean, like, you know, it's the 40s. It. Like, yeah, what are we going to do?
We're in the middle of nowhere.
What are we going to do? The right thing? Just bury it in the hole. What could possibly go wrong? And then they start worrying about the river. They're like, oh, I guess we don't want that going into the water.
Yeah, God, that'd be scary.
Man. Yeah, I don't know if I'd go kayaking too close to Hanford.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, that groundwater, they have ground tanks out there with nuclear waste stored.
No, that's
liquidized waste, and man, it's nuts. But they're turning it all into glass. That finally is up and running. You guys at home are probably asleep by now. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's fascinating to me.
Mr. Johnson, wake up.
Yeah. So you guys just watched Dune.
Serious.
Anyway.
Anyway. Well, do I have a question of the week? I don't.
We didn't talk about that this time.
We didn't. I have a few things we'll talk about next week that I think
okay, good
will
question.
Be a little more little question of the week. Yeah,
yeah, I'm sure we
I can't think of one right now.
What's your fondest childhood memory? There you go. There's your question of the week. And how do you think it impacts you today?
Oh, well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I'd have to think about that.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think what would be my fondest childhood memory.
Yeah.
God, I don't know.
I know for me, it would probably be the good holiday memories and wanting to recreate that for my kids. I think that's why I'm so into the whole like holiday traditions and stuff. And I'm always making new traditions and more traditions.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I mean, I'm trying to think what would be.
Or it could be something negative that you're reacting to, too. It could be something that you're trying not to repeat. It could be, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I noticed like for me, like, I don't know. I think there's like Thanksgivings I can remember being pretty awesome with my uncles and we'd all get together. Like that was always cool. But I do think there's aspects of childhood that I bring into, you know, the family.
Yeah, right.
Stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like with the kids, something I used to do with my mom is we'd watch like shows together. Uh-huh. And I'm noticing that's kind of what I do with like Elena and JJ.
Like a way to connect.
Yeah.
Through shows.
And yeah. Because me and my mom would like watch like Walker, Texas Ranger. And we'd
fucking
kind of make fun of it.
Yeah.
And poke fun at some of the mess ups that you would see in it.
Uh-huh.
And then I think there was probably some other shows we'd watch. I think Star Trek here and there. So with the kids, I kind of do that. I've kind of brought that in.
Nice.
As like a thing. So I guess that would be a pretty good, you know, fond memory I had growing up is kind of like hanging out with my brother and sister. We just watched some shows and I kind of do that now with the kids.
Nice.
And it's just like, you know, like last night before we brought JJ, we were watching, we watch Studio Ghibli. We'll watch one of his movies, the little anime movies.
Oh, okay.
And so, we watched, it was called
is that the stop
Howl's,
motion
Howl's Moving Castle.
Yeah.
And that was a pretty good one.
Howl's Moving Castle. That's anime, right?
Yeah. So we watched.
I watched that in college. Yeah.
So we'll try to watch like an anime once a week. We haven't had the time lately because we were out of town, and then I don't know, something else happened. Oh no, then we did like hosted dinners, and so we all kind of hung out outside.
Right.
And so yeah, so that's kind of our, I guess, nice. That I brought in.
Oh, we got Elliot to watch Madame Web.
Oh, nice.
With us.
Mm-hmm. Was that good? I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I was trying to figure out. It's got to be connected to the Spider-Man, right?
Yeah. It is.
It's part like of the Spider-Girl
or whatever.
Yeah, okay. I figured. They never really draw a direct line there, but I'm like, there's no way that this is not.
Yeah. She's going to be, that's going to be part of it.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, yeah, so eventually. Elliot liked that. Sometimes we can get him to hang out with us. He's more just, you know.
Yeah, I've got him to watch one of the animes before.
Yeah. Was he sitting there like...
Oh. No, he got into it.
Good.
Yeah, he ended up liking it.
He's funny.
Like, the kids end up liking them. I want to find some a little more action-packy ones.
Yeah.
Because these ones are more, like, story-based, which is really good.
Dragon Ball Z with me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, which the creator died recently. Sad.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Yeah.
Freaking, me and JJ have been watching Attack on Titan.
Mm-hmm.
And then me and Elena were watching some other Danganronpa.
Ooh.
I don't know. Anyway,
Danganronpa.
I won't bore you guys anymore.
All right. Yeah, sorry, guys. There's a lot of content in this one.
So. No, we did good.
Yeah, you guys love it. All right. All right. Well, guys, we will talk to you next week. And hope you have a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. See you, senor.